Chapter 9. Foggy knew the first time he met him. He hated that guy. That guy also went by the name Jerry McLeod, or That Bet Marcy Lost. Foggy absolutely despised him. But Marcy had promised to go out with him just this once, and a movie night with two other guys apparently satisfied the terms of the bet. Jerry really hadn't done a great job of shutting down any potential loopholes there. He was no match for Marcy Stahl, and Foggy just hoped he got to meet Jerry again in a courtroom someday. He'd wipe the floor with him. Matt definitely would. His roommate was being polite, the stiff kind of polite that Foggy knew pointed to one thing. Matt Murdock was pissed as hell. He had good reason to be in Foggy's opinion. Jerry was an asshole. He was out to prove that he was, in Theo's words, top shit. Jerry's family was loaded, and Foggy's wasn't, but that wasn't why he hated him. He hated him because Jerry set his sights on Matt right away, seeming to think that he was an easy target. He started asking him about his vision loss practically from the very minute he set foot in the dorm room. Asking was putting it pretty mildly. While Jerry was putting plenty of questions to Matt, not one of them was phrased respectfully or even appropriately, and Foggy felt his anger rising. Had they been in a courtroom, Foggy would have raised serious objections to Jerry's line of questioning. How many fingers am I holding up? Can you see this? How about this? Jerry asked, waving a hand so close to Matt's glasses that he nearly knocked them off his face. Foggy didn't know what his point was. To test whether Matt was really blind, to show off for Marcy, or simply to prove that he was an asshole. It hardly mattered. Matt was clearly uncomfortable, but like he'd told Foggy, he wasn't great at conflict resolution. So Foggy took matters into his own hands. Hey, Jerry. Can you see this? Foggy asked, mimicking Jerry's superior tone. What happened next was something that Foggy wouldn't swear under oath was an accident, even though it mostly was. He intended to shut Jerry up. Intention was important. So were actions. What he intended to do was stop his fist an inch short of Jerry's face and scare the crap out of him, and maybe get a laugh at Jerry's expense. What happened was something that all of Foggy's professors could have told him was reasonably foreseeable, legally speaking. Jerry leaned towards him as he spoke, putting his nose right in the path of Foggy's fist. That small movement resulted in Foggy accidentally punching Jerry McLeod squarely in the nose. There was a moment, just one, that seemed to stretch on forever. In that moment, Foggy was painfully, horribly aware of what he'd done, and yet, in shock that it had even happened. He almost couldn't believe it. But then Jerry swore and covered his nose with his hands, his eyes watering, blood trickling from between his fingers. Foggy couldn't think of a single thing to say. Sorry would probably have been a good start, but he was so shocked that he couldn't force that word past his lips. He looked first at Marcy, who seemed quite as shocked as he did, then at Jerry, who was bleeding and moaning about it, and finally at Matt, who was bent almost double, his face buried in a dark blue cushion. The thick cushion muffled all sounds, and Foggy couldn't tell if Matt was laughing or crying. His roommate was actually shaking. Foggy could feel those tremors rippling through the couch, and he wanted to ask Matt if he was okay. But he figured he should probably ask Jerry that first, not out of respect exactly, more out of responsibility because he was the one who'd hit him. Dude, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. Foggy started to apologize, but Jerry was already snatching the tissue box off the table and fleeing into the bathroom with promises that he would tell his dad. Yeah, that was going to end well for Foggy. Nice one, Nelson. Marcy said as some definitely not crying sounds escaped the cushion. Matt was laughing hard. harder than Foggy had ever heard him laugh before. He looked at him uncertainly, not sure whether to try to shush him out of concern for Jerry's feelings, or to just enjoy the sight of Matt completely losing it, laughing way more hysterically than the situation warranted. "Are you all right, Matt?" Foggy asked when Matt finally quieted down. "Never better," Matt declared, raising his head and grinning. Oh God, he grinned. A shit-eating, devil-may-care grin that chased away any guilt Foggy had over punching Jerry. Marcy's little smirk didn't help, and Foggy shook his head, picking up the TV remote. There was silence from the bathroom, and Foggy wasn't about to volunteer to go check on Marcy's date. "Let's just watch the movie," he suggested, pressing play just as Jerry emerged from the bathroom and promptly stormed out of the dorm without looking at any of them. Foggy buried his head in his hands with a groan. He was worried that the next phone call to campus security would be made by Jerry's father. God, he was going to get thrown out of law school. He was going to have to become a butcher after all. Or a mailman. But then Marcy took pity on him. "I'll go talk to him," Marcy offered with a sigh. "Pause that, and I'll be back in a minute." Foggy obediently paused for a Gump, then, remembering that he was supposed to have switched on audio descriptions for Matt, he navigated back through the menu to do just that. Marcy and Jerry didn't return for nearly 20 minutes, and when they did, Jerry took the furthest seat on the sofa, far away from Foggy and Matt. Foggy couldn't say he minded that, but noticing that Jerry was still glowering at him, he quickly decided to press play and resume the movie, this time with audio descriptions for Matt. Matt snorted once or twice throughout the movie, fairly amused, though whether that was by Forrest Gump or by Jerry's moodiness, it was impossible to say. "I can't believe you hit him for me," Matt said later, after Marcy and Jerry had left. The words "I didn't mean to" were on the tip of Foggy's tongue, but then Matt chuckled, rendering him mute. There was a moment's pause, during which Foggy wondered if hitting Jerry hadn't been a little more intentional than he wanted to admit, even to himself. But then Matt hugged him, and Foggy was so weak for that rare kind of affection from him. He didn't offer any explanations or apologies. He just hugged Matt back. "Thanks, Foggy. You didn't have to do that," Matt mumbled, pulling away from him with a half smile. "He deserved it. He was an annoying," Matt guessed. And yeah, that was certainly one way to describe Jerry, though not the word Foggy had been thinking of. "Sure, let's go with that," Foggy quickly agreed. He cleared his throat awkwardly and glanced around the room, searching for something to do that didn't involve wondering how many people Matt should have punched over the years and hadn't. A lot, probably. He started clearing the dishes off the coffee table, sweeping up candy wrappers and stray pieces of popcorn. "Do you want help cleaning it up?" Matt asked in his gentlemanly fashion. "Nah, I've got it," Foggy declared, shrugging his shoulders as he collected a few stray Sour Patch Kids that had somehow migrated over to the sofa cushions. "This was nice, Foggy. We should do it again sometime," Matt suggested quietly. "Yeah," Foggy agreed. "Yeah, that'd be great, Matt." He smiled to himself and continued tidying the small living room as Matt broke out his bedtime reading, plugging in his headphones and tuning the rest of the world out for a bit. Foggy watched him with a fond smile, feeling protective of him and a little jittery in all honesty. Jerry McLeod was the first person Foggy punched defending Matt Murdock. There would be others, but the memory of that first one would stick with him for a long time. End chapter 9.